Blog Talk Radio.
WD Miss B Radio.
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? What you what you talking about?
Wait a minute! Weren't you listening?
I have a dream.
Could you possibly rewind and come again?
Okay.
I have a dream.
Stereo music power.
And I still have a dream. We all have dreams. All right, you're live. BWD Radio with me, your host, Ms. V. You can call, listen in, hit the digits, 347-237-4501. And in just a moment, I will be joined by Larry from the group For His Glory. He'll be joining us in just a minute. Our live and on-demand shows are an extension of BWD Radio's 24/7 nonstop music variety station. Don't do commercials. Don't do them. Just the hottest indie music artists of today, all genres. That's right, worldwide. Be sure to give us a follow, support us, supporting the hottest indie artists of today. Give us a follow, Twitter, BWD Radio. Be sure to end that with an underscore. You don't want to get someone else besides me. All right, let me go ahead and bring our guest right on in. Hey, Larry.
Hello, how are you?
I am doing outstanding. Thank you for asking.
That's good.
How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, pretty well. Can't complain.
All right, that's what I like to hear. Can't complain. We're still here today. I have your latest single titled Thank You. I have that ready, and we're going to spin that for the listeners right after our interview. So I'm going to go ahead and jump right on in. Go ahead and introduce us to For His Glory.
Sure. Well, of course, our name is We Are For His Glory. We are from the Washington, DMV area, Washington, D.C., DMV area. And we're just a group of people that love God and just want to sing and bring Him honor and glory. It's about 14 of us. We have about 3 sopranos, 4 altos, and 3 tenors, and 4 musicians.
Wow. Wow, that's awesome. That is always so awesome. I mean, I'm Catholic, and so I'm not used to that many. I'm not used to seeing that many in the choir. So what inspired the stage name For His Glory, as well as what motivated you all to form this group and begin your musical journey? I know you had stated that, you know, you love the Lord, and but what actually was the additional motivation there?
Well, in starting the group, I initially wanted just to form a group just occasionally to sing here and there. I wanted to form a ministry that would go out to outside of the four walls of the church to actually minister to people who can't actually physically come to the four walls of the church. You know what I mean? So, like those in the hospitals or nursing homes or things of that sort. So it was really just formed out of that, and then over time, you know, God just blessed us to be able to do so many things, and like I said, eventually record our first CD. So it's truly been a blessing. But the inspiration behind the name, it really just describes who we are and really our heart and why we do what we do. I remember I had a list of names that I presented towards the group, and I said, well, what name kind of sticks out? And everyone agreed with this name. It was For His Glory. And I know me personally, like, it's really my heart that in everything that I do and everything that I say, I want God to get glory out of my life, and I want Him to be pleased with everything that I do and say. It's all about Him getting glory, you know, about His name being lifted up and not about us. So it's truly just our heart and where we are. It's just about giving Him glory, so.
Absolutely, and go ahead and let us know what the HIS stands for His Glory.
Yes. Well, the HIS is part of the For His Glory. The reason why we did it initially was because I think I did some research after we decided we were going to be For His Glory, that there was actually another For His Glory out there. And we wanted to carry the name, but we definitely wanted to have something to separate our brand from them. And which is the HIS, which stands for Honor and Song. So it's just like a group of people that just love God, that wants to be bringing glory and to sing praises and give Him honor and song. So the HIS stands for that.
And yes, you are right. There is quite a few out there with that similar name. Just I know when I was just trying to do a quick search on Instagram. Because I just didn't have your Instagram at the top of my head, you know, from where I was at. And I went to go do a search, and I'm like, oh, my goodness. I was like, woo. There's quite a few, but I found you. So it's all good. It all worked out. So tell us about your latest album titled A Time to Say Yes and the single titled Thank You.
Okay, well, with this project, Time to Say Yes, I would like to personally call it like a journey or a walk with God, because with Time to Say Yes and It's All About You, which are two songs on the project, it's basically just revealing the heart and the concern that God has for us, you know, and learning and knowing the gift that He has given us, which is the gift of salvation, and that through His Son Jesus Christ, we have that. And then it goes down into from that place into a place of repentance, because once we recognize that love that He has for us, it causes us to acknowledge our wrongs and our faults and see the need of why we need to have Him in our life. And then we have a song that goes down, it's called Grow Up in God. And the reason we put that on there, because sometimes in our walk with God, we can get stagnant or get comfortable with our relationship with God and don't see the need why we need to grow up or to get closer with God or to, you know, just to follow His principles, whatever the case may be, we just get stagnant. So we wanted just to encourage the body of Christ that continue to move forward, continue to be all that God will have us to be. You know, we can't get stagnant because it's a wonderful thing to continue to grow in God and continue to be in awe of Him, you know, because He's really is good. And the more that you grow up and the more that you learn about Him, the more He will continue to blow your mind. And then we have a song on there that goes to Don't Take Your Spirit. You know, sometimes I'm reminded of David when he says, restore to me the joy of that salvation. You know, sometimes we go into a place where we're doing all the right things from time to time, but then sometimes we messed up. We have some setbacks and some things that we caught up in doing things that we want to do. And it's good to know we can always go back to God, but sometimes when you do your own thing, it causes like a, so it feels like a void between you and God, that closeness or that bond that you had is not really there. And so you realize how desperate you are without Him. So like crying out to God, Lord, don't leave me, even though He promised that He wouldn't leave us. But a lot of times when we step out on Him, you know, it causes, like I said, it causes that void. And it's just a wonderful thing that we can just go back to Him and He receives us with open arms. So I just call it just our walk with God, our journey with God. So, and then with Thank You, yes, this song, Thank You, it's nothing but just a simple song with the grooves that I believe that will definitely have your head bopping. It's a simple song that is giving thanksgiving to God for who He is and what He has been to us. I know we all have something we can thank God for. It's just nothing but waking us up this morning. You know, a lot of people like to give credit to the alarm clock, but realizing that if God didn't touch us this morning, you know, the alarm clock could have been ringing, or, you know, on and on. But if He didn't touch us, you wouldn't be able to hear it, to be able to cut it off. So we all have something to thank God for.
Oh, absolutely. And also when you had touched on about repenting, you know, people don't realize just even outside of God, you know, our souls, I mean, you know, if you don't at least try to do that on occasion, even if it's once a year, you hold all that, it all weighs you down, you know.
Yeah.
And it's amazing how when you repent, how much lighter and you just feel. And you can't even explain that to anyone. I mean, it's kind of like free will. I mean,
yeah,
you can never explain it. Yeah, they
mm-hmm.
have to experience. So, yeah, it's
gotcha.
It's amazing. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, go ahead.
No, go ahead on. I was going to kind of continue what you were saying, but that's fine.
No, go ahead. You're good. It's just there's a little lapse in time on the radio, so there's that little pause in between.
Okay. No, I got it. You know, I can just talk on and on about God. I mean, this is how much He's been, you know, good to me. And like you said, it is just about having that experience with God. You know, it's kind of hard to explain for people who don't know, but once you experience God's love and what He can do for you, you don't want to trade it for anything else in this world, because nothing else in this world matters but Him. And all you want to do is fix to please Him. So it is a wonderful thing once you repent and you just get that thing off of you. And once you know that you have made peace with God and moving forward, it's nothing like it.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, once that Holy Spirit fills you, I just I don't know how people can go away from that. That stays with you, you know. And
yeah.
That's the other part of repenting. I mean, if you want to, you know, continue to feel that joy, you have to repent, you know, or, you know, continue to repent. But anyways, you know, like you said, we could talk about God all day, you know.
Yeah.
And he does come first. But so go ahead and share with us some of the highlights of your achievements thus far as a group.
Well, like I said, we've been together for a little over 3 years now, and we've just been blessed to travel all over the D.C. area from different churches, events, nursing homes, like I stated before. We were featured in two compilation CDs, one which was a part of the October 2015 issue of Gospel USA Magazine. And we were recently nominated to be the best choir / ensemble of the year for the 8th Annual Blockbuster Showcase Gospel Music Awards in Tennessee, which will be held in July. So really excited about that. God has really been blessing us and opening so many doors for us.
Wow. Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing. Now, and how long, and I'm not sure if you said it because sometimes there's that delay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how long have you been together now as a group?
A little over 3 years, so 3 years and some change. So we started in February of 2013.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you've been doing that for a while. And just to give us the quick rundown before we get into, I know I have two more questions for you, but I know that you have, from reading your bio as well, I know you yourself have quite a bit of experience in with your roles. You want to go ahead and give us that breakout?
Okay, well, I can. Well, like I grew out, I was basically doing music my whole life. I started out playing piano. I was in my church choir, did a little solos and stuff here and there. In high school and in middle school and high school, I was involved in the marching band. And I was the very first, I think, in my high school to actually be the student director. So my choir director in school would actually leave me in charge from time to time to teach the choir and to direct them and to instruct them and things of that sort. So I was really blessed to do that. I've been involved in various different ministries and missionary different other gospel artists, and just enjoy, you know, working with other musicians and learning and just gleaning. I've had the privilege to, through high school and through other ensembles to share the stage with various different gospel artists, with Karen Clark Sheard, Earl Bynum, Sean Bigby, who was actually on the single that we're going to play today, so many others. Just blessed, you know, just to do what I do. So.
Outstanding. So tell us, where can we go to follow your movement and get your music and get the correct for his glory?
Well, yes. Well, you can actually visit our website, which is at officialforhisglory.com. That's with the number four. So official, the number four, hisglory.com. And there you can actually find more information about us. You'll get direct links to our social media accounts, all of them, our Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And also you'll find some YouTube clips of us. And then you also find our booking information. And our booking manager is actually Elizabeth Cassadeth, and she's one of our altos. And all the information is on our website. And you can purchase our music basically any digital outlets, you know, have them at iTunes, CD Baby, Amazon, pretty much any place that accepts music, that sells music. So we're out there.
And that's a great movement to support. That's a great movement to support.
To God be the glory.
All right. That's right, God. That's right, to God be the glory. All right, so I know you had mentioned you had a show coming up. You know, what's next for His Glory? You have, I know you had mentioned videos. You know, what kind of project happenings do you have coming up?
Well, lately we've really been slowing down because we really just want to get tighter as a group and just glean and just learn to sharpen up what we do already. But I'd, like I said, I did mention that we do have an up-and-coming engagement. It's actually next Saturday, May the 7th. It's a pre-Mother's Day concert here in the DMV area in Waldorf, Maryland. It's going to feature us and some other local DMV artists. I'm really excited about that. And maybe later this year, probably around the summer, fall time, we're actually going to get back in the studio or just a collab and just really start working on some new music and stuff for maybe album number two. So I'm really excited about just writing and just make a move for number two. So,
absolutely. Great. Time to Say Yes. That's the name of the entire album, correct?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Just wanted to make sure. And then the single is Thank You. All right. Well, is there anything, any shout-outs, anything else you would like to share with your fans and soon-to-be fans that we may not have covered?
Oh, sure. Well, I just want to personally say thank you. Well, on behalf of the group, we just want to say thank you to our family and our friends and our loved ones who have supported us since the beginning. A special shout-out to Mr. Sean Bigby, who featured artists on this, James Lanier, Levi Bennett, who he was the producer of this project, him and Brandon Jones, Daniel Austin, just some wonderful musicians that has helped to instill in us. The Let's Talk Gospel crew, Mr. Henry Harris. Just so many people who have poured into us to help get us where we are right now. So just want to say thank you to them.
Great. All right. Well, it's been wonderful learning more about you and the group For His Glory. So I'm sure we'll chop it up again soon, especially if you're going to be pushing more singles. But before you leave us, why don't you go ahead and take us on into your latest single, Thank You. And stay
wonderful.
Up and stay blessed.
Wonderful. Well, I can see where you guys are listening to BWD Radio. And right now, I hope you will enjoy our latest single, Thank You, featuring Sean Bigby.
Your opened my eyes.
You opened my eyes when I could not see.
You've been so good to me.
I gotta say thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for the peace.
Thank you for peace in the time of storm.
Yes.
Providing me clothes to keep me warm.
You
set my thoughts and you saw my needs. Lord, I thank you.
Support them and grab that single and actually grab the album. That's what's up. That's what's up. All right. Be sure to follow us on Twitter, BWD Radio _. That's right. Take BWD Radio. You can take us on the go with you. Yes, you can download our mobile app. Obviously, it's free. Grab it on iTunes and Google Play. You can find the direct links either on our social media timelines or by visiting us at bwdradio.com. Also, be on the lookout. Actually, tomorrow, BWD Magazine will be releasing May and June's issue. That's right. It'll be out tomorrow, the 29th. I think 2 or 3 days early because we usually release on the 1st. Outstanding, ahead of the game. That's what's up. All right, it's a worldwide variety magazine, a worldwide variety just like the station. All right, so be sure to, it's always a free read. You can also feel free to also grab a subscription as well if you'd like. And digital is always free. Visit us, and you can also catch us at BWD Magazine on Twitter. And bwdmagazine.com for our official. So be sure to tune in next BWD day, same BWD time, where I'll be interviewing artist Cobb, K-O-B. All right. We'll be jamming out his latest single, which is titled Show Me. So I'll catch you on the flip side, Miss B. She out.